This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, now we're going to talk about something we used to talk about a lot, but lately and luckily we don't have to so much anymore. People losing their homes because they can't pay their mortgages. Foreclosures the first quarter of this year fell to their lowest level in more than a decade. That's according to a report out today from Atom Data Solutions. Credit, of course, a strong economy and a robust job market. But despite that, the news isn't all good in all parts of this economy. In some cities, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, all on the East Coast, to name just a couple, foreclosures are still above their pre-recession averages. In some cases, actually by a lot. Marketplace's Amy Scott went in search of the why.
In Baltimore, foreclosures are nearly triple what they were before the recession, up 189%. In D.C., they're up 26%. In Philadelphia, 20%. All told, 40% of the cities Atom Data Solutions looked at have more foreclosures now than when the housing market started to collapse.
You're sort of seeing the last vestiges of the crisis.
That's Lori Goodman with the Urban Institute's Housing Finance Policy Center. She says in some states, the foreclosure process can take years because it involves the courts.
And most of the places that have foreclosures well above the national average and well above pre-recession levels are judicial states.
Sam Cater, chief economist at Freddie Mac, keeps up with foreclosure filings in the D.C. area by reading the newspaper. He says even for new filings, a lot of the loans were made before the crash.
Folks that were barely hanging on the whole time and for one reason or another couldn't hang on anymore.
In Baltimore, it feels like the crisis never ended. Owen Jarvis is director of legal services at St. Ambrose Housing Aid Center. He says the center still gets hundreds of calls a year from people in danger of losing their homes.
It's definitely got a Groundhog Day feel to it. There's a ton of people, more than we can help as substantively as we'd like, who are struggling.
Ironically, in some places, the strong housing market is part of the problem. Attorney Irwin Trouse helps people facing foreclosure in Philadelphia. He says as property values go up, so do property taxes.
When there's a reassessment in the taxes, it makes the monthly mortgage payment harder to pay.
Overall, though, homeowners are in better shape than they have been in decades. Again, Sam Cater.
The dollar volume of home equity that Americans have is the highest it's ever been, and that serves as a really nice large cushion in case home prices decline.
And in most places, home values are still rising. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.